Blog Talk Radio.
Right, it's me again. It's Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome to my show. It is Sunday night, 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. here in Bolingbrook, broadcasting live from Bolingbrook, and also this is going to be podcasted. So for those of you that will miss this episode, you can download it later on. And so much thing to talk about. I know I've been gone for a while, and some of you probably missed me. So I'm back. That's all that counts, right? A lot of things happening in my life. Moved several places, actually. And now we are actually settled in the right here. Midwest, that is right. Today we're going to be talking about some news, again, some current events, and some topics that I want to talk about. And the question is why those people with physical and mental disabilities are more blessed than the quote-unquote normal people, according to the Bible. And that's recently I was introduced to that teaching, and the Bible teachings. Actually, that's, you know, it's an eye opener, thanks to Brother Ellie and Brother Joso. Those are the things that I learned from the Bible, and then so my wife actually, and also we're gonna be talking about some. Some odd news here and there. Maybe I'll play some music if you're good. I'm going to be opening up my chat room, and if you guys want to participate, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. And I know that I haven't been I haven't been opening up my chat room due to the some of the technical difficulties that I had. Because I was broadcasting through my laptop, and as well I do, that my laptop doesn't work. So, with that in mind, I'm going. I want to talk about some things. Some of you guys probably churchgoers. You know, we all have different denomination probably that you church that you attend to. The question is, your pastor is telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth when it comes to the scriptures, when it comes to the scripture teaching. We're gonna tap into that and discuss that, and hopefully I have a 4703 on the other line.
Hello.
Hey, it's Don.
Hi.
What do you know? How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I just did an introduction on the, we're going to be talking about tonight those people with physical and mental disabilities, and why are they more blessed than normal people according to the Bible? We're
going
to be talking about that later on tonight.
Topic.
That's a good topic, right? You like that?
Yes, that's right.
Like that.
I do. Oppo.
You think the giant turkey? What do you think the giant turkey would say about that?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's my giant. All right, those giant turkey. It's right here in the studio, just sitting here, doing nothing, just gobbling.
That's good. He's decided to stop by, huh?
decided to stop by again tonight. Oh man, let's tackle some of the news here. Hey, you know the iPad, right? iPad is the newest thing now. You know, it's like a blown up iPod that you can get.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty cool. Like a lot of apps and everything. Speaking of that, you can go to Facebook and one of the dealership, Libertyville Chevrolet, which is giving away an iPad. You know, it's a really cool
iPad.
Oh, wow. Giving away.
Wow.
So you can go there. You can go to facebook.com/LibertyvilleChevy and just press the like button. You know, share it out to your friends and comment there. Put a comment, enter me, because a lot of people have been doing that. And they're going to raffle one, I think, at the end of July. We're heading out there, and that's all you have to do. You know, they'll get your name, and they put that in the raffle thing, and they'll raffle up. Maybe, hey, who knows? You know, you could be owning an iPad a month from now. So, and speaking of that, the guy that's right, the news says, there's a guy that bought an iPad, and actually he returned it. He returned the iPad, and he said, you know what his, what do you call that? His excuse was?
What? He could have turned it on?
Said that, no, he said he returned it because he missed being bored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That dude is something. Yeah, he missed being bored. I guess he likes being bored. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. I think he likes being miserable or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can't find any people like being, you know, like being miserable. You know, they always find something, you know, to do. But I don't know. I mean, I don't miss being bored. I mean, if I'm bored, I got to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it says this. I mean, I don't believe it because Apple says the, you know, they found one at least dissatisfied customer. And I'm like, I don't think that's he's the only one that's dissatisfied. A lot, and I've read a lot of things, reviews about the iPad and all that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's more than one, you know. And then actually, he said that this guy returned his iPad to the store within days. Actually, just a couple of days. Because it was just too good, and it's too easy, too accessible, and it says, and then the most part is it does everything that he wanted, and which is, it turns out it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's too perfect. So he just missed being bored. You know, what do you say to this?
Well, that's like some people are so used to, like example, you know, I used to be like depressed a lot and stuff like that, and then I tried the Ultimate Elo through shoppingsuperhighway.com. We now carry that, but we got it from someone else that had an unfranchised business at the time, and I also used to being depressed that I was like, took the juice just like one time, and I was like, is this okay that I feel good? You know, because when you hear people like having good time, like they say it's like involved drinking or drugs or something. So I was like, is this okay that I feel good? But yeah, it's okay to feel good. It's okay to have, you know, something that can help you. Like, for instance, like there's downloads on phones that can download the Bible. You know, so if it's something to benefit you, but if it's something like for instance, with me personally, I don't like video games. So, like, if my phone has, like, Bubble Breaker or Brick Breaker or something, I'll play it, like, two or three times, and then I might play it every so often, but I get bored really easily with it. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't seem, it doesn't capture my attention that it has any purpose other than to, what, you know, pass time or, you know what I mean? Where there's other things I could be doing usually. So maybe he just doesn't see the benefits to him about it. That's what I have to say, is maybe he doesn't see how it can benefit him to have so much information available.
This kind of proves that you can't really satisfy, you know, everyone. There's always got to be a dissatisfied customer, whether it be like, too good, just like this, you know, stupid thing. It's too good. I miss being bored. I mean, how do you? I mean, did you get your money back? You know,
right,
I mean, I wonder, he didn't say if he got his money back or anything, but, hey, if it's a 30-day, I guess there was like a 30-day satisfaction guarantee or something, you know, or
yeah.
He should be able to bring it back, you know what I mean?
Right.
Let me see, let me read this. He says, being bored is a precious thing, a state of mind we should pursue. And that's what he said. And he said his best ideas actually come to him when he's unproductive.
Hmm.
That's stupid. He said, okay, well, he went on and says, not only is returning the iPad restored those precious empty moments, and actually it's also coincided with his discovery of a new way to spend those times with his 8-year-old daughter. Oh, that's, you know, I guess if you go, you know, if you have an iPad, you know,
right.
If you're really hooked to it and get addictive, then, you know, everything just doesn't matter, you know?
Right. maybe his definition of bored is, yeah, maybe his definition of bored, or maybe he didn't say bored, maybe iPad, Apple, like, came up with the word bored because they don't know.
Maybe,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, like, what he meant was that he just wants to have
real
time.
Life.
You know, he wants
real
life, not be hooked to some device.
Mm-hmm. And he also said that not only returning the iPad restored, you know, bonding with his daughter. And now he actually noted that his daughter's actually constantly busy with school and, you know, extracurricular activities and all that. And the only free time that she had with him or for him was immediately before going to bed. So, when she would try to talk to him, he would just hush her because, you know, he's using an iPad. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now he puts her to bed 15 minutes early, and during extra time she talks to him about her day and things about it. So it's all about her. You know, I didn't read the bottom part, but I guess, you know, I don't think it's being bored. I guess it's being like, you know, thinking, you know, not preoccupying your mind. I guess that's what he meant. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, like not just sitting idle, you know, not being so busy with technology that you don't have time to spend with anybody, including God.
Right.
You know, you need to have quiet time.
Yeah. That is correct. What do you think about that oil spill that's going on right now?
Pray about it. I mean,
yeah.
It's not funny about it. Pray about it.
I
mean,
BP,
what else can you do?
Well, they're trying to plug it, and I think they're having a problem or having a hard time plugging a hole. It's not just like a hole like you know, like a needle hole or you know, anything you can just plug in. I guess there's multiple, there's pressures and everything, and I get a lot of people saying that you know, how come they can't just plug it in? They blame it on, you know, the current administration, you know, Obama and all them. And I mean, you can't just, you know, blame everything to, you know, the current administrations and all that. But the BP, actually, the British Petroleum, says the document says that they're losing, actually, 100,000 barrels a day. That's a lot of oil.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not good for the environment. You know, I mean,
right.
I think they're doing, I believe they're going to spend billions of dollars to compensate or to help, you know, clean up the environment. That's what I heard.
Right, and I don't think that just America should have to pay for that, you know. I mean, That's like, I mean, why I say pray about it, because I was thinking about that like a while ago. It's like, you know, I mean, Lord allowed it to happen, and it happened, and just pray about it so that it doesn't become, like, too big that all the water is damaged. You know, I mean, oil is oil. You can find oil probably other places, maybe, but they're also working on other ways to run vehicles. So, you know, I mean, it's just, that's the way it is, you know, to work on it, and
right.
I mean, billions of dollars, why would it be so expensive? Like, because people, like, are charging so much to do it? You know, or is it a dangerous job that they have to charge billions? You know what I mean? I mean, everybody just works together.
I don't know. I don't know if you know this, but there's, you know, there's a lot. I mean, if you, they're losing 100,000 barrels a day, I mean, you know, if you look at the pictures online, I mean, it's massive. I mean, there's like, it's unthinkable to even think to clean it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I mean, they're putting money aside to help clean up that, because it's going to be you know. All right, let's go to local news. Officials, actually, Chicago subway fires that happens have actually injured 19 and 5 seriously injured, and actually sends black smoke into the city streets. So I don't know where that happened. So authorities says the fire in Chicago subway, you know, injured a lot of people, and the Chicago Transit Authority says a small fire broke out along the Red Line tracks Sunday afternoon. So that's, yeah, this today, just north of downtown. I don't know. We probably missed that. Well, you know, we're staying about maybe 35 minutes away from downtown, or more, I believe. But Chicago Fire Department spokesman Richard Rosado says 19 people were taken to the hospital, most with the respiratory complaints, though none suffered life-threatening injuries. Said 5 people were transported to the serious and critical conditions. 3 were in fair to serious, and 11 had minor injuries. So the transit spokesman Catherine Hosinski says the fire was quickly extinguished, and investigators are trying to determine was this started the blaze. So that's, I don't know, who knows. Well, we should pray for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Over the social media news. Actually, Facebook. You know, I heard a lot of things from people. Like, I don't go to Facebook and all that, because there's a lot of bad things that are happening and all that. That's all. And I tell them there's bad things everywhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the good things here, this is the news, good news for Facebook. Facebook actually leads mom to missing 5-year-old son. Texas woman, actually, she credits Facebook with helping to reunite her with her son who went missing as a toddler 4 years ago.
Wow.
Wow. This person, Lorena Perez, hasn't seen her son Isaiah since 2006, when the boy's father, Joseph Vergara, took him from the San Antonio home. He didn't have the permission to take the boy away from his mom, but because there were no custody order in place, so Vergara couldn't be charged in crime. So for 4 years, the mom searched for her son, and it was he said it was hard not knowing if he was hungry or cold or sick, you
right.
know, and all that.
Still alive.
Typical mother. Yeah. Typical mother. Harris County prosecutor says they were able to locate a child through a Facebook posting. Albina Salazar, a new wife of Becerra, recognized the photo of the boy and contacted authorities. The boy was reunited early this month with his mother, and whom he still had memories. That's good. He said he was crying, happy in tears. He gave a mom a hug and happy, and he went for a Happy Meal. That's
wow.
good. That's a kid, yeah.
Right.
What do you say to this?
That's
nice,
good.
Huh?
Praise God for that. Gives hope to other people that have missing family, that maybe they'll also find them on Facebook. Like, you know, I mean, gives also the detectives maybe another avenue to look for kids that maybe they can, I mean, even people volunteer. I think that you once told me people volunteer for, like, the missing children, like, hotline. People volunteer for that. And, you know, there could be even volunteers, like, looking for people. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of cyber detectives out there that probably could, in their spare time, hour a day, something like that, you know. Help look for missing people. Don't you agree?
It took him 4 years, though. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but how long was she looking on Facebook? You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is that now they know that it's possible to find people on Facebook, so they can now start that avenue if they haven't. You know what I mean? Like, detectives, maybe they haven't even thought about Facebook. They just, like, think about putting up posters and finding suspects and stuff like that. Maybe they never thought about, like, let me look at Facebook. Let me look at MySpace. You know, let me look at Friendster. Let me look at, maybe there's a picture of this child, you know what I mean, and these people. So somebody that they're related to or that they knew that maybe they're claiming now, that person that took them is claiming that, look at my son. You know, it's not really their son. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I have to say is that now if nobody has thought of, you know, if very few people or have thought about that before, if you're looking, look on Facebook, look on MySpace, look at Friendster and some other social media networking.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So, by the way, hey, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And hopefully you got something from your kids and wife and kids.
Even if it's a happy Father's Day.
Even if it's just a happy Father's Day, or a card, or a kiss, or a hug, or whatever.
Right.
You know, that's count too. So if you want to go in, if you want to call in, 347-884-8125 is the number you got to call if you want to participate on this. Also, I'm gonna ask you go to church, right?
Well, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know you go to church. I'm just asking that for the listeners' sake. So we all go to church. Some of you guys probably listening is not, you know, not a churchgoer or, you know, whatever you believe is. You know, I mean, it's your pastor telling you the whole truth when it comes to scripture. That's the question. How do you know if your pastor is telling the truth? How do you know if he's teaching you the straight from the Bible, that it's coming from the Bible itself? You know, how do you know that?
How do you know?
What do you do?
I have to say, like without looking at, you know, I think that you should definitely, okay, it's not funny, but you should look at the Bible and weigh them against the Bible, because there's so many, like, different kind of churches out there that claim to be Christian that say, like one will say, we don't just have to go by the Bible. We go by man's. We go by tradition, because tradition is very important to us.
Yeah, it becomes a man's law.
Yeah, and then there's other ones that they don't really necessarily say that, but they say in actions by like their
why do they
list
do that?
Of rules.
That's the only thing, because you know why they do that? Because they have ambitions. You know, they want it's for their own gain. It's for their own sake.
Right,
they don't care about your salvation. They don't care. What they care is about their self gain.
Right.
You know, because that's what. If you wanna, I don't know if you have the Bible. If you wanna read Timothy 1:7,
that'd be First or Second Timothy.
Try First.
Okay, 1:7.
Mhm. They're talking about the presumptuous people, ambitious desire to become great, not because, you know, they don't...
They'll be desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we, and in verse 8 says, can I read that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. So when is it not good? It's when it's not done lawfully, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, because like the law is good, but when you don't use the law lawfully,
because right, and what they see is, you know, a lot of pastors are there, you know, that's why they came out with, you know, with the tithing, and that you have to give this, you have to give, you know, all kind of, you know, racketing and stuff you get to squeeze money out of the members.
But they say that the law. It is law to tithe, don't they? They use a Bible verse. I mean, I'm pretty sure like a lot of pastors use the Bible verse in Malachi saying, why do you rob God of tithe? And they said, how? And he said, of tithes and offerings. Bring them into the storehouse. But if you read the New Testament,
I don't know if you... brother Elias Soriano has mentioned about the, you know, Israelites. Those are those are for the Israelite people.
Well, then I was thinking to myself, I was thinking, aren't we considered as Israelites? But we were Gentiles, but we're grafted in, because also pastors in some denominations use that we're grafted in. So we are like Israelites. We're not natural born, though.
That's how they fool people, because that's not the right teaching. That is not you know, what you need to do. I mean, if you you know, because they believe that they're with God. You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of pastors, though, they believe, you know, that pastors out there believe they're you know, they're doing a good thing. They're doing with God because, I mean, they wholeheartedly believe that they're with God. And that's
right.
What they think. They don't want the, I mean, and they also, they refuse the right doctrine, the right teaching, you know, because that's what they think is right. Because that's
right,
what's gaining them something. That it's gaining them something, you know. It's you know, I mean, if I preach this and such, you should tithe and, you know, alms and offerings and all that stuff. If I preach this, you should do that because that's what it says in the Bible. And then the people will do it. People will do it because it's the wrong thing.
They'll do it because they want to be right in God's eyes. So they do what their pastor tells them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
don't you agree? That's
just,
why most. Go ahead.
Because they think that's right. If you read the second Timothy 4:3.
Okay. Verse 3, okay. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Itching ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. See? You know what I mean? That's what I learned. You know, a lot of things that, you know, through Brother Allen and Brother Danielle teaching is about the tithing. And if you have more questions about the tithing and what, you know, if you want to emphasize more, or if you want elaborations on this kind of teaching, you know, you can go to livestream.com/Eli Soriano, or you can follow him on Twitter. Twitter.com/BroEliSoriano. That's Bro Eli Soriano. And we're gonna move on here. We only have about 2 minutes here to take a break. And when we get back, we're gonna be talking about the question that those people with physical and mental disability, why are they more blessed than normal people according to the Bible? We're gonna be talking about that. But, you know, we're gonna be playing some music here. And when we get back, we'll tackle those topics, and if you want to participate, 347-884-8125, or you can go to blogtalkready.com/Fernando Poniente Show, click on the chat room, and you can chat with me through me there. And if you want to participate, if you call in, just press 1. If you want to participate, press 1 when you call in to 347-884-8125, and we'll be right back. Hang tight. This is Fernando and the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the show. This is Fernando again. It is 35 minutes into the hour, And let's get back to the business. We're going to be tackling this topic, physical and mental disabled people. Why are they more blessed than normal? That's according to the Bible. We're going to be talking about that with our co-host, Dawn. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, you are. That
I
is
am.
Right.
There's
recently I, kind of listened to the teaching of Brother Ellie, and actually this Brother Josel is the one propagated the teaching last Thursday. They talked about what do you call it? I lost my name. Physical and mental disabled people. Why are they more blessed than normal people like you and I?
Yeah,
first of all,
let's start
off. Do you
topic.
Know anyone? Do you know anyone that has a physical disabilities or mental disabilities?
Yes.
Oh, anyone? Are you are you there?
Yeah,
you
I'm
there?
Here. I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Did you hear my question? Do you know anyone?
Yes, I know people like that.
Okay. all right. Elaborations on that, real quick. Do you know anyone that what are the limitations? What are they? Physical conditions. What are their mental status?
Well, just mental or physical? Also, did you say?
Yeah, both.
Okay, so I know a teenager I know at least two that have, I think it's cerebral palsy, I think that's what they have, where they're one of their arms is like bent in, and they can't really like move it. And then I know somebody that wasn't born like that, but that became like that due to polio, through polio. And then I know my cousin's not like smart, she's like not normal in the head, but they actually said she wouldn't live past 25, and I think she's almost 40. So yeah. So those are just like some examples of people that I know like that.
All right, and what do you think? What is your initial feeling when you come across or meet anyone that's with that kind of disability?
Well, I try to not look down on them. I know a lot of people I don't want even like to touch their cup because I might catch what they have, and sometimes I might be tempted to think like that, but I don't want to give into that temptation because I know that it's not that's not good to treat them like that. That's rude. We have to be gentle towards them. That's just the way it is. You got to be gentle towards them. You can't just like act like some people, because what if you're like that? You want people to treat you like that. It will make you feel bad probably, or tempted to feel bad. So I don't want to make them feel bad. So that's what I have to say about that. Did I confuse you? I don't know if I confused you.
No, you didn't. The reason I asked, because there's a lot of people, there's mixed feelings, and, kind of a lot of people look down on them, they see, they're less fortunate, I don't want to be like that, I don't want to be like that, I don't want to be, on that, status. So I don't want to have a daughter or son like that, or I don't have they just, it's a lot of things, and also the handicapped and disabled people here in America, that actually they are somewhat well treated than in other countries.
We have
handicapped parking spot, we have ramp for the wheelchair accessibles, and we have bathrooms that has those like stalls, so that And unfortunately, you know, those people, sometimes people take advantage of that, you know.
Yeah.
People that, you know, think that they you know, they're disabled, and, you know, they just, sometimes they're just plain lazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this one that they're talking about is the, I just want to make sure that what they talk about in the Bible here is the one who was those, you know, born like that, you know, they were, you know, from birth. Because
yeah.
There's a lot of people that are disabled, it's like, you know, people that are disabled, it's like, let's say they lost their leg.
Yeah.
Doing bad things, you know what I mean?
Right, if they're doing bad things,
or,
yeah.
Right, yeah, or doing some, like, you know, abomination to God.
Yeah.
And I think those are people that exempt from this particular, you know, topic that we're talking about. And I'm really talking about the those people who are born, you know, at birth. You know, those are, you know, if you want to read John 9, you know, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, actually. That's one of the miracles that Jesus Christ did. I'm going to go to John 9:1-18.
Okay. That would be, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight.
Wow. So there's a couple, you know, I mean, it, a lot of science doctors actually marveled when they,
Hello?
Like, are you in a studio right now? Because you're...
I think I'm in what you call the Disney studio.
Disney studio, just...
The Disney studio's in the other room.
Hey, that.
Maybe I can go over there. Maybe, what do you call Disney studio? Maybe I can go over there and ask them to be quiet. Do you think I could do that?
Maybe they're yelling. It sounds like they're partying. Maybe
I think they're getting ready to do some choreographic dance or something over there, so I don't know if it's going to get louder. Maybe I should go over there. Tom, can you wait?
right now, but I want to make a quick comment on that. Actually,
okay.
That's what I'm trying to say is a lot of non-believers actually marveled when they read this, because of, Jesus, a little ball of what? Mud? Got him and washed off, and he was able to see. He was blind at birth. Pharisees, actually, they're not, instead of saying that, oh, thank God, thank God that this person was able to see and that the cure and cured and healed, and they started blaming Jesus because he healed in the Sabbath day.
Right.
That's what, that's one of the things that, he cares. Jesus, God, God and Jesus, and he actually cares for those who are disabled, those who are not capable of, of seeing or touching or walking or anything like that. Those are created by God because of that. A lot of people actually don't believe, agnostic atheists sometimes, well, most of the time, they will tell you, if your God is a loving God, why would he create... why would he allow this person to have, leg at birth or not able to see at birth? Well, now you know, because God created that person for our
That's
salvation.
Right. That's right. And he also had mercy on that person, too.
And also to those who cares of those people. And those people with disabilities.
Yep.
God you will glorify God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people there's no teaching, no Bible teaching, they don't know God. They'll look down on those people.
Yep.
They're on those disabled people, especially on the, a couple of years ago when I was watching the, it's like a kickboxing match.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably from Thailand and Myanmar, somewhere in there. There's a one match. It was actually the other guy is actually disabled. He's not able to walk straight. His leg is kind of like mutated or something. But he was doing kickboxing. He was kicking.
Wow, so he made, he had to work extra hard to achieve his goal.
Harder, too, and kind of put a definition on the, busier than the one-legged man in the butt-kicking contest.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I was kind of, I didn't, at the time, because I didn't know the right teaching of the Bible, I kind of started chuckling, and I was like, man, look at this. This guy's kind of, a crippled man, or the one with this disability, is actually winning. And he's the one that, kicking butt, But also there are probably people that don't, they actually don't fear God. That's why, we should not laugh at him. We should not do anything. We should help. They were made special because of, through us. So we might be saved through them.
If we show
them sympathy, mm-hmm. right there, the God's gonna look down in your heart and say, you feel sympathy to my creations. Therefore, I'm glorifying me. What is the and some people. Actually, a lot of people blame, or agnostic for that matter. They blame sometimes. A little when it comes to God's creation. They blame God. It says, God, why did you give me this
this child has no legs or is not able to see, and he's hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read real quick, if you read Romans 11:3.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
Read that one more time. I didn't get that, sorry.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
There you go. So they are more, you know, God created them for, you know, for you and I, so we might be saved through them. And, you know, them, this, you know, Brother Ellie's saying, so like, if this were born blind, you know, they're not able to sin, or they're not able to sin through seeing, like you and
right.
I. Right? So like, you know, if I see something. Like, you know, as a man, it's like if I see something I'm not supposed to be, you know, seeing, that can be, a, you know, corruption or corrupt.
Yeah.
My heart can be through my eyes, through my seeing. So
right.
They are more blessed.
Yep.
They're blessed because they're not, you know, they're not capable of sinning, just like you and I can do.
Right.
I mean, that's why. Why they are blessed. They are blessed because God created them with, you know, with a special purpose for you and
I. That's right. Mm-hmm.
If you help them, if you guide the blind, or if you help them, if you take care of them, God will look in your heart and say, you know, you're helping my creation.
Yeah.
So I will, you're glorifying me, so I will bless you.
Yep.
That's it. Isn't that nice? I mean, I learned that, and I was like, wow, that's
yeah,
the you know, profound and interesting. I like
And I think that what do I have to say? Huh? Okay, I have to say that I agree, and it's important to teach our kids how to react because they are wondering why is that person like that, you know. So it's important to teach our kids how to react around those people so they don't see other kids reacting in a particular way that's wrong and that they copy that, but rather that they learn the proper way. And also it's good for those with disability to hear the message that they're blessed, more blessed, because sometimes they may feel like, you know, tempted to be, have self-pity or bitter or, you know, why ask. Maybe they're tempted to ask God why they were created that way. Well, now they know that it was for a greater purpose, you know. It was for the purpose of other people to be saved, you know, by having mercy on them. God will have mercy also on, if the people have mercy on those with disabilities, God will also have mercy on those people. And then also, you know, that, like, maybe God's seen that if they were able to move that hand or arm, maybe they were going to do something really bad with that arm. Or if they were able to see, maybe they, you know, would have committed adultery or something like that. So that's what I have to say. So it's important for, you know, older, you know, adults and also children to know that message and also those with disabilities.
All right, so I'm going to wrap this up. So, listeners, you know, I hope that, you know, I want to apologize if I, you know, lack of the full information regarding the topic tonight, and I want to apologize for everything that I might, you know, said that offended anyone through God. And actually, if you have any other questions or anything like that, you can go to the livestream.com/Ellie Soriano, and you can ask Brother Ellie for, you know, anything that has time to do with. Wow.
That's what you call a Disney studio. They're practicing choreography dancing. I think maybe they made a mistake and they're all laughing about it. Maybe they're, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Montana just, Montana was there. That's
just
what
walk in the door.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
If you guys, if you have any questions, go to livestream.com and Ellie Soriano. You can follow Twitter and ask them there. Twitter.com, BROLESORIANO. And you can go to his blogs, the blog site. It's ellesoriano.wordpress.com. It actually is the won the multiple awards on the most influential and most learning educational, okay, that's the word I would say, educational site, Mashable.com. So I'm not just talking out of my what, but that's what kind of teaching that my wife and I have been learning in the past, so that's good. Okay. Anyway, what's anything have to do with the any products that you want to promote today?
Let's go with the OPC3, which has had a customer has positive results. She had tendonitis and she got excellent results within a few days, and she's actually on a dance team, and people were telling her that she should quit because of her tendonitis, but she was thankful that she's able to use the OPC3 and continue on the dance team. So the OPC3 shop in superhighway.com or marketamerica.com/P, O-N, as in Nancy, I-E, and as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E. Poniente, that would be.
Highway, okay. SepnoZobrano.com. Also, if you can follow me, Fernando Poniente, and you can go to Facebook. Twitter and stuff. Follow me, twitter.com/greatinferno. That's GR8inferno. Once again, this is your host, Fernando Poniente, on the Fernando Poniente Show. Catch me next time, next week. Hopefully, God willing, to be able to do a show one of these days, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. If that, catch me Sunday night here, 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. Standard Time. This is Fernando Poniente. I'm signing off once again. Hasta la vista, baby. May God bless all of you.
Amen.